You know, praise the Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We are grateful. We are so grateful for what you did. The perfect plan. You redeemed us from the earth curse system. You provided the ultimate sacrifice, your Son, who bore everything on the cross so that we could be united in you and with you in fullness. You provided the great exchange. And we are so grateful. We are so blessed. And Lord, right now I pray for everyone in here to open their eyes to see the goodness of you, to see the blessings that you have for all of us. Not because we earn them or not because we deserve them, because you love us so much. Because you love us so much, that's why you released everything. And so right now, I come against any spirit of poverty, sickness, lack, discouragement, hopelessness, grief. I come against it right now, and I offer a place to take that. It's called the cross. Lay your burdens at the cross. Lay your burdens at the cross. Oftentimes we carry things and we're not even aware that we're carrying them. Weariness, go. Go. We speak to weariness right now in this room. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We take on the cloak of the joy of the Lord. We rest in His presence. We rest in His truth. And we rest in His love. Because He's worthy. Because He's awesome. And because He's the King of Kings. We take the great exchange right now. We replace all the junk, all the wrong thinking, all the lies, all the stuff. I see people are like, you know, when someone gets married and there's a car and the tin cans on the back of the car. I'm seeing that on some people in here tonight. And right now, I just cut that in the spirit. That's called weariness. It's called there's distress. I take that. I sever it right now from you. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. You know, you can turn away from that stuff, but you have to choose it. You have to turn to Jesus. You know, He is the author and the finisher of all things. He knows what you need tonight. He has His best for you. Will you make the exchange tonight?
Yes.
Will you take what He has tonight? It's already been paid for. Anxiety, go in the name of Jesus. I release that spirit. I unhook it right now and I cast it out of here. I break that off you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release life. The fullness of God right now. I release the blessings of the Lord into you right now. Take them. Take them all. For those of you who are new, when you hear a pause, that's just the Lord or angels ministering to people, and we don't want to push or rush. I'm seeing angels in the room tonight, and they're exchanging packages. You know, I'm seeing a couple angels put things in your hands. And I'm seeing you exchanging like dirty old cardboard looking treasures that mean nothing. I see hopelessness in a box right now that you've been dragging around and holding on to. Right now, release that. We release it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, we weren't meant to live on this earth without walking in the fullness of God and His presence. Oftentimes we get tricked by the enemy or cut off, you know. I'm thinking of a person in the traffic, you know, and all of a sudden cut off, you know, emerging of a lane. And then we're focused on trying to stay on the road. You know, where were you before that happened? Keep your eyes on Jesus. He knows what you need. I see in here somebody has, one of their eyes is blurred, but it's blurred in the spirit. It's like you had clarity, but you suffered an attack or an assignment from the enemy. Right now I command that thing to go in the name of Jesus. I expose it for what it is, and I release the anointing and the fullness of God to your eye right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. See, we all have a purpose. God has given us an assignment. But our number one assignment is to worship Him and be in fellowship with Him. From that, everything else flows. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And sometimes we get caught up with all these things will be added unto you without seeking the Lord first. And that's wrong order, and it causes chaos and confusion. So if you have confusion right now, that's not God's best for you. And you can lay that down at the altar tonight. You can lay that down at the cross and pick up His peace. Jesus provides peace for us in every season, in every trial, and in every storm. Now, it takes practice. It takes disciplining the flesh, subduing our flesh so that we can be seated in heavenly places, so that we can walk in the fullness of God. But that's what the Holy Ghost school is all about, the walk of the Spirit. There's training out there. And the Holy Spirit is our mentor. He leads us and guides us into all truth all the time. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, I'm going away so the Comforter can come. I am giving you the Spirit of truth. He will guide you and lead you into all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need more help with that, we have released awesome teachings. One's called The Walk of the Spirit. Another one's called Going Deeper in Levels of God. You can go online and get it, or you can get it at the CD table. We actually have the CDs tonight. It's a blessing. Praise the Lord. See, God wants you to walk in fullness. But because we were born into an earth curse system, it somehow our nature got shifted, where our physical nature became first and the spiritual became second. Well, that's wrong order. That's not God's best, and that's not how God intended. And that's why He sent Jesus to redeem us from that and to help us, with the help of the Holy Ghost, to walk in the Spirit, walk in the fullness and all the blessings of God. We can't do it without Him. It's called coexisting with the King of Kings. And how we do that is we show up every day. What are you doing today, Holy Spirit? What do you have to say, Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, help. And when we seek and spend time listening and slowing ourselves down and practicing subduing our flesh, we start to grow our spiritual muscles. They start to develop. We all come in as babies in the kingdom of God. We're the same thing in earth. We're born a baby when we're born in the natural, and when we're born again, we're still a baby. But when we're born again, we have the fullness of God inside of us. But that needs to be opened and released and developed through exercise and through eating. Eating the Word of God, exercising our spiritual muscles. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes we get lazy and we don't want to exercise, period, whether it be in the natural or in the spirit. And when that happens, we become flabby and sluggish. And one of the best ways to exercise our muscles in the spirit is through the gift of praying in tongues. It builds us up. It edifies. It strengthens us. It helps us. It's a link straight to the throne of God, where the Holy Ghost gets to use our voice and pray whatever He wants. It's powerful. But because we can't see in the natural, we sometimes think it's not true. Go to the Word of God and ask Him to show you. Seek out truth. The message is simple. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. All these things, provision, health, direction, joy, peace, understanding, boldness, power. Oh, there's so many. Read the blessings in Deuteronomy 28 for encouragement and for strength and for wisdom and guidance. Use it as a tool to measure where you are in the kingdom of God. That's an asset, Deuteronomy 28. And see, Jesus redeemed us from the curse. So it's our right, it's our inheritance to walk in the blessings of God, which are in Deuteronomy 28. It's like a benefits package, an owner's manual. But like most of us, when we get a package in the mail, the last thing we want to do is read the directions. We don't want to go for the goods. And all these things shall be added unto you. And then we stumble and fumble because we don't know what's going on. Seek first the kingdom of God. Open up the owner's manual, which is the Word of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. I know this is a simple message, but it's like very important. It's like having, you can't pull a train cargo unless you have the engine. And seek first the kingdom of God is the engine. God is our engine. He is the one who strengthens us and warns us and corrects us and directs us, encourages us, shows us the lies we've believed. On days when we feel like we just don't want to go another day, Holy Spirit's the one that whispers in our ear, one more day, you can do it. Come on. He's the one that gives us the scripture. Oh, flesh, why are you so cast down? We get caught up in the running and the seeking of knowledge. You know, I love how simple the message is. I love to come to Him as a child. I am a child. The older I get, the smaller I get. The older I get, the freer I get in who I am in Him. And that's His desire for all of us. Head knowledge is good, but heart knowledge carries power. Heart knowledge heals the soul. Holy Ghost lives in our heart. There's somebody in here struggling with loneliness. You actually have a spirit on you. And what has happened is that thing has attached itself to you and whispered lies into your soul, and you slowly allowed that to happen, and it's dragging you down. You can get free tonight. You can get rid of that thing and receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Spirit of truth. All you have to do is just quietly renounce agreement that you made with that thing. In fact, why don't we all do it right now to help out our friend? Amen. Let's say it all together. Let me get it from the Lord. I break agreement with that foul spirit. I command you to leave right now and never return. I break agreement. And I'm actually hearing a soul tie. I break soul tie with that thing. I command you to go. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. I receive you. I want to know you. I want to be filled with your presence and your truth. I want you to help me When that thing tries to come knocking on my door, help me be aware and recognize the scheme of that enemy so I don't fall into the trap again. Thank you for freeing me. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in here tonight. More, Lord. More, Lord. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for everything you're doing. I'm actually seeing ministering angels in here tonight that are equipping, they're putting on, it looks like, give me the words, English words, Lord. It's a garment for a future assignment for some of you in here tonight. You're being equipped. You're being made ready. And so I release that right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see there's burdens in here for children. I see there's a concern and a burden. And Jesus is reminding me of everything he did to redeem us from the curses in this law, in this land. And I hear him saying, call on my promises. Call on my promises. And for what that means is, speak out the blessing. Speak out what is true. Declare it into the atmosphere, because that changes, it changes the situation and the atmosphere. It's kind of like a big old ship. You can change the course of the ship by wording the direction, by speaking out the direction. And so I encourage you, as I can see there's a there's a battle going on in some households in this room, and the enemy is whispering lies and discouragement, and I want to tell you and show you truth right now. There is victory, and his name is Jesus, and he has given the answer. He has supplied the source and the need. And so believe, he says, believe, dare to believe. And so when you dare to believe, when you actually dare to believe, what that does is it opens up faith, and it creates I'm actually seeing like a portal of faith, like a pulling in the spirit of like a release of faith. So receive that right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. And I'm seeing the faith rise in this room. And as I'm seeing that, I want to encourage you, because that word was for a few people. But I'm seeing people pull in the spirit for loved ones, for family members who have backslid straight away or turned their back on the Lord and the gospel message. And right now, hallelujah, we come together as one and declare they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. We call them back into the kingdom of God right now. We call them into their position, into their destiny, and into truth. We anchor them right now with our words into truth in the spirit, and we pull it in and we command it to manifest into the natural right now. We believe. We believe. We believe. Hallelujah. Shanto korito sendere ba korito si ti 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 ti. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I'm actually seeing assignments being sent right now regarding that prayer that we prayed in faith. I'm seeing angels being commissioned and with documents and sent out to deal with some of the demonic forces and deception and trickery that has held back family members and backslidden and members that are entrapped or encamped. I'm sorry, give it to me, Lord. They're in the enemy's, there's an entrapment. There's like a, they're entrapped. They're like stuck in the enemy's camp. And right now we call them out right now in the name of Jesus. We command the life of God to flow through them. Resurrection power come forth right now in the name of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see drug addiction. I see a spirit of a demonic force. It's more than one. It's multifaceted. This entanglement of deception that has. I see these like lassos in the spirit, like little trip hooks that are like ground level trapping people who have opened the door to drugs. And right now, we command that to close in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command right now trickery to be exposed. We command the holy fear of the Lord to open up and burn away that entrapment and that trickery that has been released into, I'm hearing the words America, so into America. We call back our loved ones. We call back our deceived ones, and we release them from captivity right now in the name of Jesus. Hope, rise. Hope, rise. Hope, rise. We come against that spirit right now. We come against it and command it to bow to the knee of Jesus Christ. We command it to loose off our family members, loose out of America right now in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Hallelujah. Go. And I command restoration right now. I command an opening of the goodness of God, the restoration and the refreshing, the winds of God to blow into those families where chaos and havoc has been wrecked. I command the peace of God to blow in and resonate and drip like a deep mist, a deep fog on that household and drench it in the power and peace of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I break every form of communication that the enemy has used against people trying to come out of darkness. I break the communication cords right now in the spirit and in the natural. Every drug dealer, every demonic force using those drug dealers, we expose, we cut, and we release them from the snare of the enemy. We call them in right now into the kingdom of God. We call them in right now to the kingdom of God. We call them in right now to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 I command the resources that have been stolen through the time and the trial of all this turmoil. I command it to be released and returned to the proper places right now in the name of Jesus. Bank accounts fill. Hope, rise. Cars returned. Stolen kids be brought back. Amen. 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 We command it right now in the name of Jesus. Every lost and stolen kid, we command the spotlight of God to shine on them and open and release them from darkness and captivity and bring them back into truth and light. And right now we command a supernatural translation in the Spirit to put them back where they belong. Put them back where they belong. Put them back where they belong in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit right now that is the agenda behind the spirit and the spirit right now. I come against it. I expose it. I command it to open right now in the name of Jesus. We command every hidden work of the enemy, every spirit of darkness to be exposed, all the plans, and we command a dismantlement right now. We command it. Angels go. Angels go. Angels go. Release. 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 In the name of Jesus, release. Release. Course correction. Course correction. Come into truth. Come into truth. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shantala korito sendele bakarito so koko. Alabarabaraba shendele bakorito so koko. Ito sonde onte kosha bandala kirito sendele bakorito sito. Andele karito sendele kato lambarado sende. Hasha korito so. Rise. Hasha. Rise. Hasha kondele korito ctt. Rise. Andele korito ctt. Go basa ta 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 ta. Tondele bas shendele bakorito ctt. Neil andele bakorito so ko 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 ko. Andele ma. Ne shadanada korito ctt. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ya gora do so coco. Gora do si titi.
I just feel like the Lord is saying that what he was showing us something. He just released the spirit of prayer and intercession. Do you feel how it came?
Mm-hmm.
And it was no longer preaching. It was a spirit of prayer. And we've been encountering lately, you know, when I first met the Lord, I was hungry to be an intercessor, but I didn't have the skills in the Holy Ghost. And I prayed and prayed and asked him for the Holy Spirit to bring me an intercession, because you can't do it in the flesh. And one day I got a release and I began to have all kinds of stuff happen in prayer, and it was joyful. It was not hard labor. It was, but it was so much fun, because you got to see incredible change. But over the years, I got tired, and I still did the work, but somehow I became weary. And about a month ago, I said, Lord, I knew there was some attack going on, okay, but quite a bit of pretty intense attack. And I knew it was spiritual, and I kind of saw where it came from and stuff. And I knew that I needed the spirit of intercession, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know. I mean, I could do it. You can gut it out, but it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
And so I said, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you for a fresh wind of the power of intercession and prayer and travail to come upon me. And the next morning, I woke up out of a dream. And in this dream, I was in the spirit, meaning my spirit was outside of my body. And I was warring. I was in heavenly places. I was warring with the enemy directly, like face to face. And I was winning by the Spirit. You know, not Holly, but the Holy Ghost, my Jesus. And that spirit of prayer that was on me was so intense. I got up and prayed for a couple of hours, and it was a blast. It was joyful. It was powerful. And it's a kind of prayer where you know it's done. It's not the kind of prayer where you hope God heard you. It's a prayer where you're standing in a different place because the power of God is on you, and you know that what you proclaim has been given you by Him, because He's proclaiming in it. It is finished. And I began to pray that prayer. I shared with Lori what happened, because there's nothing more fun, really. You know, there's nothing more weary than when you're trying to just do it in the flesh, but there's nothing more joyful and fun or powerful than when it's by the Holy Ghost. And so I shared it with her, and she prayed for it to come on her, and we began to pray for it to come on all of our intercessors, all of those that pray with us. So I'm going to hand this back, tell them what happened.
So when she told me that in the morning, you know, she's like, and I'm like, I want that, you know, and I did. I want that because, you know, we're soldiers in the army of God. And sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we take hits, but we keep on marching because we know God's true. And so I prayed that prayer. She led me into a prayer. We prayed it. And I'm not kidding. It was instantly things shifted. It was like fresh wind, fresh anointing for intercessory prayer. And then we went to, I noticed it right away, and it's like I'm in the car and I'm shana la ba da da, you know, I'm constantly da 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 yanda la, you know, and it's like, and that's how I used to be, but it's, and you know, hallelujah, I'm here again. And so we've been praying, we pray on Tuesday nights with a group of people. And, you know, I've been praying with on Tuesday, well, it's been shifting nights over, but for years. And in the early days, it was powerful, and we'd see stuff just smoking happening.
Yeah.
And it was, like, awesome. And there seemed to be, like, a little bit of dryness there. But you still go, you still pray, and you still do it because, you know, that's what God wanted us to do. And I'm not kidding. I forgot I prayed that thing. And I sat down, you know, expecting it to be the way it was. And you know, normally I pray a list or whatever the Holy Ghost has me pray. And I sat down in the chair, and it was instant. Shandalaban! And I was like, I couldn't sit down. I'm pacing back and forth, and I'm seeing stuff open in the Spirit. And one of the first things I heard was the word, what was the word? I forgot it already.
Transition.
I was thinking translation. Yeah, come on. So transition. And as I started praying, I'm like, oh, you want me to pray in transition? And so I'm praying and praying and praying, and I'm seeing all this stuff happening in the Spirit. And I'm walking back and forth, and then I'd slow down to listen, because He talks while we pray. And he's giving me the next thing, and I'm writing down stuff, and then I walk some more, and it reminded me of the old days when I used to walk at night, late at night, slow. You know, Holly taught me how to stroll and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, remember, we've all taught this, but if in case you're new, you know, when you first start listening or want to listen, your mind is racing from the day that you've been in, you know, and so she taught me a trick, and it's called slow your mind down by strolling. Now, I stroll a lot slower than most people because I really need to gear back, and so this is the pace that I stroll when I'm listening. But this is my pace of my life, you know, and you can't hear when you're like that. So that's why it's, you know, you start like this, and this is my chicken walk, and then... But then slowly you start to gear back, and then you can hear what he has, because he's got a plan and a purpose, and he needs our voice. And so I'm telling you, we're in transition, and this is available to all of us. We're carrying it. We can feel it. We're releasing it where we go. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Some of you do.
Yeah.
Some of you do. Some of you are like, I don't know about that. That seems like work. Well, let me remind you. Jesus, you know what he did for you? He saved you from your life, from destruction, from sin, from corruption. He bought you. And if he puts a spirit of intercessory on you, take it.
Amen.
Whatever he wants to give you, take it, because it's always good. Don't filter it through, well, I don't know. I don't think about, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about nothing. But I want everything he has.
Yeah.
See, think about it. Faith is a child. When you wake up in the morning and you see that Christmas tree, you're like, presents! You're not, well, I don't know, I just, you know, that one's too big. Nope, that one's too small. I'm not opening them. I want them all. I'm a kid. I want them all. And God's pleased when we take everything he has released. It pleases him. So we need to get rid of that stupid spirit of I'm not good enough or I'm too good, because both of them zero out each other to nothingness, okay? Faith is a child. Do you want what he has tonight for you?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to ask Holly to lead us in that prayer, because it's powerful. She's carrying it. And if you want that, it brings life to your dry, dead bones.
Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. I'm going to have you, if you want this, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
I want everything you've got.
I want everything you've got.
Teach me and lead me
in the way everlasting.
I ask you to teach me how to intercede by the power of the Spirit.
I ask you to teach me to intercede by the power of the Spirit.
Give me your words to speak.
Give me your words to speak.
Let me have your proclamations to speak.
Let me have your proclamation.
Let the power of God roar through me.
When I'm praying.
Let me see in the Spirit.
Let me hear in the Spirit.
Lord, you said in your word
that
there was nothing hidden that would not be brought to light. So I command that every work of darkness that has been hidden be exposed, that I will see it, and I will understand the trick of the enemy. Give me your strategies to win. Every skirmish, every battle, every war, and let me walk in victory all the days of my life. Until the very last day that I'm here.
Until the very last day that I'm here.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Got it? No. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh. It's a holy thing. It is a holy thing.
Wash on my tumba.
Hallelujah. There it is. Come on. I can feel and see the uncapping in here. I feel the presence. Hallelujah. of shakoko koko si titi. Open yourself up right now. There is a very strong presence. Kondara kierto so koko.
Let the fire come.
Let the fire come
through your people. Let them be full of the fire of God and the power of God, and to speak it into the earth.
Yes. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord.
So some of you may have proclamations that rise up. Go ahead and shout them out, and we will agree. Hareka shaka, shaka tabe si ko ho teke. Indo rababa shaka kapio. Shomba teke.
Itole mare rende, alebato so koko. Itole mare do sendele bakore to si titi.
I'm changing things forever, says the Lord. I'm changing things forever. I'm cutting, I'm breaking, and I'm smashing some works of darkness that have for too long lain like a blanket of slime over my people and has left them lethargic and blind to what's really going on in the spirit. But I'm cutting it and I'm breaking
Woo!
It by the power
Woo!
Of the blood. No more will my people lie in darkness wondering why it doesn't work. No longer. I'm calling my people forth. We're going to cut through a blanket of garbage that for too long has lain like lethargy and sleep upon my people and breaking it, says the Lord. For this is the year that I'm going to bring a breakthrough. This is the year that I'm going to release some things in the earth, but I'm going to do it through my church.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Onde le bacurto, sende le bacurto, si ti ti.
Don't miss it. Don't think, oh no, that's too fast, that's too much. Be ready for it. Yes. Prepare yourself. I'm about to accelerate. It's raining, it's pouring, and I'm never snoring.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy is the Lord.
Yashaku.
Yepala
maredendele core to so coco.
Endora soto coshoco.
Yandala quieto so.
Honda baredis sonda.
Conda la bacchiara to si ti. Some of you are starting to pull back out of fear. That's your flesh rising up. Stay in spirit.
Yeah.
Recognize the deception. Recognize the enemy. Say no. Say, Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, help. I feel like there's someone holding back on a proclamation. If not now, when? Release it. Release it. You don't have to speak it out loud where we all hear it, but release it.
For me and my house will serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Life is in the blood. Hallelujah. Yes.
Whoso trample upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, you shall trample under feet.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
He prepares my hands for war. I saw something starting to roll in people's belly, like in their inner man. And it started small, but it like was rolling and rolling, and I saw it getting bigger and bigger. And if you don't squelch it, it's going to become a move of God that comes forth out of your mouth.
Fear go.
By the power of the living God, I release a spirit of healing in here. And I believe that words of knowledge are going to bubble up in people who maybe even never shared one before, right now.
Yes.
So if you hear a body part or something, release it. Because the enemy doesn't ever release healing, okay?
I release, America shall be healed and live.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I saw family relationships being restored that seemed hopelessly broken. I see them being restored.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I hear America has returned to her first love. The destiny of our children and our children's children is returned.
I speak healing to a heart valve. Restored completely in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I just come against walls of complacency and fear,
yes.
And I break that in Jesus' name, and I command breakthrough right
Hallelujah.
Now.
We receive it. We receive it.
Jesus'
name.
I'm hearing feet. If you have anything wrong with your feet, take it.
Chabale kiare to so go 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 Santa pandelechiato, si, ti, 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 ti. Shandale bakore, ti so. Bosha palakarto siti ti. Le cuore so.
Ondara me andore vasho.
I see, well, I heard, give it to me, Lord, again. Binge no more. Spirit of gluttony, go in the name of Jesus. I see a spirit attached. His name is gluttony. And I see an angel cutting right now a cord that's been attached to this thing. There's somebody that has issues with binge eating. And I'm hearing the words late at night. And then you get mad at yourself and the enemy tries to beat you up. Right now I release you from that entrapment. I release you from that devil. And I declare your victory. Be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I saw a picture of someone standing on a mountaintop, like just on the side of the mountaintop. They were in the spirit, and they were proclaiming the word of the Lord as He would give it to them. He would give them a sentence, and they would proclaim it. And it was one and the same as God proclaiming it. In the natural, they're just a person in a room, you know, maybe sitting in a chair. But in the spirit, they were proclaiming, and God said, when He gives you that word and you proclaim it, it's as though He said it.
Praise you. Receive the word. Receive it right now. Migraines go. I release you from migraines. I see a little spot on someone's above someone's eye, be the right eye. I command that thing to go right now in the name of Jesus. I see a picture of two people together at like a kitchen table or a coffee table. I can't tell the difference. And they're getting strategies from the Lord. And I see a picture of, I think they're called megaphones. And I see them releasing what the Lord is telling them. And I'm seeing it in the spirit. I'm seeing this rip, like this thing go out like a big wave, you know, like a big, big wave, and then the rippling effects, it continues and continues. We release strategies and battle plans to fulfill the will of the Lord. Shanti Kodato. Shanti Kodato.
John Mayer, rise up.
John Mayer, rise up.
Rise up.
We call that in. Be healed, John Mayer. We speak to your bones, John Mayer. We command them to be knitted back together perfectly, fully restored. We send a healing fire to John Bones Mayer, to John Mayer's bones right now in the name of Jesus.
We speak life into his spirit and soul. We speak life and encouragement and strength.
Yes.
Life. We release the peace of God into their home. We release a unity spirit so strong that when the winds blow, they don't even feel it.
I'm going to call it on YouTube. Yeah. Can I have
it? I just couldn't hear you.
Father, we ask that Donald Trump hear your voice and act on what you say, that he hear you clearly, even when he's in his bedroom at night, that he hears from you and he obeys.
We thank you that he does, Lord. Thank you for it. And Lord, we thank you that you're continuing to give him wisdom on how to tear down the structures that the demonic forces have established and built up in those places. And we thank you that you are dismantling them as right now in the name of Jesus. God, it's so cool. I see a domino effect. And when I released that, I saw a domino effect of a bunch of houses coming down effortlessly. Kodato, exposed, exposed, exposed. Release. Shatala kodato, sendele ba kodato, so go, 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 go. Ijanale banale ba kierato, si, ti, 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 ti. Ashabala kierato, sondale ba kodato, so go, go, go. Undandale ba kodato, si, ti, ti. Shondale ba kodato, so go, go. We speak to the dry bones. We speak to the dry bones, and we say they shall live. Rise up. Rise up. Koreto soko. And do the works of the Lord. Koreto sendele ba koreto si ti 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 ti. Ishakander kondele kereto so. Come into place. Koreto la barado sende.
Pray against any schemes of the enemy, against the president, in Jesus' name, Lord. We come against that right now in Jesus' name, and we plead a protection, a shield around him. Lord, we pray that your will, Father, Andabashate, would be done over this country. Andabashate, te. Andabakoto. We pray that you speak to the present, Father. Olalabashande, te. We're praying you give him words of knowledge, Father. Andabashate, lalabakoto. Lord, above all, we're praying you give him wisdom.
And the
heavenly wisdom, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the call, we come against anything that rises up against you. And we come against any lying force, in Jesus' name. And the
so someone in here was, something happened a few years ago. And it left you feeling disappointed, and you felt, it almost felt like God somehow didn't come through, or you were very disappointed in the way something came out. But I heard the Lord saying to you, things are not what they seem. There's something I'm trying to show you. There's something I'm trying to help you see. And when you're able to see it, you're going to see a breakthrough in the very thing that you lost.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
I saw a picture of I want to say a skyscraper because it was pretty tall. And I saw that it was a building of the Lord. It was his building in the spirit. And then I was taken back into the Old Covenant or the Hebrew Bible, I should say, where they were building the temple. And it was such a holy thing. Every little thing was holy. Every little measurement, every item that was put in there, every doorway, everything was holy, and all the land knew it. Everybody was involved. You know, everybody was involved. Everyone brought offerings. Everyone who was an artisan of any kind, every woodworker, everybody was involved. And everyone understood the sacredness and the holiness of this thing. And I feel like God is saying, I'm trying to build a temple today, but my people don't realize that their hands are what build this temple that's being built together in the last day. And they have not understood the fullness of the holiness of it, how sacred it is. It's not a temple that's built with hands, but it's something I'm doing, he says. Something I'm building, he says. And every person is important. Every person has a role to play. No one person builds this thing. It's a temple of the Lord, and it's a temple in the Spirit, and is that through which he will operate in the land. You see? Because before he comes for his church, he wants to blow this wind through his church. We are the ones being built, the Bible says, together into a temple. We are the temple. And we are being built together in this last day, and I don't think anybody really gets it yet. But we're going to get it. We're coming into it. But I feel like he is saying, begin to ask. about this temple, begin to ask about my building that I'm building. A lot of people are building their building. You know? But he says, I'm building something, and it's holy, and it's pure, and it's full of joy. Mm-hmm. It's full of joy. Mm-hmm. And it will bless you. Leave your little buildings and come and work with me on my building. That's where you'll find the real joy is. Because I'm doing a thing, he says. I'm doing something.
Amen.
And I want you part of it. I want you with me. I want you in me. I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. And I'll take care of your building. Mm-hmm. You know? If you build my building, I'll build yours. Hallelujah.
That's good. Amen. Father, we thank you for everything you released in here. We come in alignment and agreement with every word spoke, Lord, and released. We say yes to your plans, yes to your ways, yes to your building, yes to your agenda. We mark this night in the Spirit. What's that?
1919.
We mark it in the Spirit, and we thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, help. Help us maintain and stay on course. Help us keep our eyes on you. And thank you for everything you released in here. Amen.
Amen.